Good afternoon. You're listening to English Waves Radio. My name is Sarah Heath and this is the Midday News. As part of a broader investigation into the government's handling of the COVID-19 crisis, the homes and offices of current Health Minister Olivier Véran and Director General of Health Jérôme Salomon were carried out this morning. A formal inquiry began over the summer when official complaints were filed by civil groups and members of the public. The investigation is also looking at the involvement of former Prime Minister Édouard Philippe and former Health Minister Agnès Buzyn. More than 20 million viewers tuned in to watch President Macron give his latest TV address on the health crisis. As figures continue to rise, the head of state announced new measures which are being implemented almost immediately to prevent the further spread of the virus. The key restriction is a curfew, which will be enforced in 9 of France's major cities. These include Paris, Lyon, Aix-en-Provence and Toulouse, and will last for 4 weeks, a period which may be extended. Citizens who work after 9 p.m. are exempt, as are health emergencies, but non-compliance will otherwise be penalised by a €135 fine. In addition to the curfew, there are new rules and recommendations for people meeting up in both social and work environments. It is being advised that masks should be worn indoors, that no more than 6 people should sit at a table, and that homes should be regularly ventilated. A state of health emergency has also been instigated from Saturday, which gives the government power to take emergency action if required. Caregiver unions and organisations are calling for strike action on Thursday to protest against current working conditions. They are demanding immediate and large-scale hiring and a significant evaluation of wages. An IFOP poll has revealed that some anti-COVID measures have not yet become an automatic reflex. Today is Global Handwashing Day, but this recent study suggests that despite being in the middle of a health crisis, regular handwashing has declined over the past months. Only 63% of people questioned in October washed their hands when returning home. This is compared to 75% in July and 86% in March. You've been listening to the Midday News. I'm Sarah Heath for English Waves.